passages in the Gospels that is around the Lord's Prayer. Our particular passage this morning, the Matthew version, coming out of Matthew chapter 6. And kids, if you want to be a part of some drawing up here in the playground, now's the time to come forward and find a spot to draw as you hear the scripture and the message today. We hear these words that Jesus utters in Matthew's version. This is a part of the Sermon on the Mount, a part of a huge speech, if you will, that Jesus gives, trying to help the people understand what is this kingdom of God like and who are we in the midst of it. So he has this section on prayer. We'll hear these words. He says, "Now, whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. They love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners so they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you're praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do. For they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Don't be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So I wonder how many of us perhaps grew up at a young age, maybe learning the Lord's Prayer as a child. How many would say that's you? Wow, a lot of you. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you know, there are a lot of different snippets out there, folks sharing about the ways in which children learn the Lord's Prayer. It's a great prayer. It's concise. It's small. It's not too hard to memorize over time. And so, yeah, we teach it to our children. We certainly did that in our family, too, early on. But of course, kids sometimes will hear one thing, and then it becomes something else, right? So over time, I've seen a lot of different comments shared of people's kids and how they recite the Lord's Prayer. Maybe not quite accurately. Maybe you've heard some of these. I love this one who heard it this way. She prayed, "Now give us this steak and daily bread, and forgive us our mattresses." That's okay, sure. Or this one from a three-year-old: "Our Father, who does art in heaven, herald is his name." Yeah. Even as we do art here, God's doing art in heaven. I like it. A more modern one, probably very recently: "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us" — some email. Yeah. Or this one, a bit quizzical: "Our Father, who art in heaven, how did you know my name?" Yeah. Or simply: "Give us this day our jelly bread." Yes, daily bread with jelly on it. Sounds good. One of my favorites, this is from a man who remembers as a child as he prayed it, and this was really for him. He thought more about his younger sister. He said, now lead us not into temptation. Didn't like his younger sister, I guess. Wanted her to get into trouble. I don't know. Yeah, a lot of ways that maybe we've kind of misunderstood the Lord's Prayer. You know, the Lord's Prayer, it's there week by week. And I know for many, after a while, something you do habitually that just by rote, by memory, over time, well, sometimes it loses power. Sometimes we confuse what is it really about? What are we praying for? And who are we as we pray? And who are we praying to? So we're going to spend the next 3 weeks sort of delving into the Lord's Prayer, taking some time sort of stanza by stanza in it. And this morning, just beginning to dive in a little bit as we explore what is it up to? What is Jesus trying to help us learn about ourselves and about prayer and how we pray? N.T. Wright, English professor, pastor, I love what he says about the Lord's Prayer. He said, you know, The Lord's Prayer is the suit of clothes designed for us to wear in full maturity. And most of us, putting the suit on week by week, have to acknowledge that it's still kind of big for us. And we still have some growing to do before it really fits. And there are others who would say, we pray the Lord's Prayer all our life, and we grow more and more fully into that prayer. So I want to help us to fit that prayer better, to understand it more fully. So we're going to explore that some these next few weeks. But first, a few of the observations in the beginning of our passage this morning. Jesus uses the Lord's Prayer as a way of teaching the people there how to pray. But he gives some other advice first. He says, now don't pray like the hypocrites who, it seems, are all about being seen, who want to pray big and bold prayers in public places. I guess because they figure people will think better of them if they sound spiritual. And so Jesus cautions. He says, don't let your prayers be about anything other than prayer, about your connection to God, your desires, your joys, your hopes, your concerns. Don't let it be about grandstanding so that others think better of you or something. That's not the purpose of prayer. And of course, it has to bring a little caution to anybody who leads prayer publicly, right? So for Jill and myself, others who do that in worship, it's like, okay, let's make sure whatever our prayers are, they're not about us being noticed. So there's a humbling element here, but Jesus says, don't make it about trying to be something you're not or have people notice you. He says, no, be quiet, simple. Find a quiet, secret place even so that your prayers are focused on what they need to be, not grandstanding. And then he says, now just keep it simple. I suspect in those days, particularly with a lot of the different temples that were around in the Roman times, that the pagan worship, well, a lot of it was about saying as much as you could, coming up with as many names as you could for the gods, and sort of crying out louder and louder and louder so the gods would notice you. And Jesus says, this is silly. Don't babble on like that. Keep your prayers simple. It's not necessarily about informing God of anything. Right? God knows us and knows our needs and our desires. So it's not really about more words. It's about who are we in the midst of that prayer. I can remember at seminary, we had a lot of different professors, and some of them would start class with prayer, others not. But there was one particular professor, Dr. Jewell. I always remember his prayers. He was a New Testament prof, and his prayers were memorable to me because they were typically 3, 4, 5-word prayers at most. The simplest yet honest and profound prayers, where he would say something as simple as, Spirit, come and speak. Or, help us, Lord, to be your people. He gets to the heart of it, and without a lot of big language, without trying to sound anything different, just honest. And I think that's what Jesus is up to. He says, look, don't get intimidated by prayer because you think it's has to sound a certain way. It has to involve so many certain words. Keep it simple. Pray something like this, and then he gives us the Lord's Prayer. You know it. You know the different versions. I want to just start with the opening phrase, Our Father. See, every element of the Lord's Prayer, Jesus, I believe, gives it to us as a way of understanding and learning. Who is God and who are we? And so we open up the prayer with this simple phrase, Our Father. Jesus could have given us a lot of other phrases to use, so we have to take intentionally this sense of, well, what is he trying to help us understand in Our Father? Well, I think first, there's a familiarity to saying Our Father, that I'm a part of something. I'm a part of the family of faith. I'm a part of this big story with God. It's and it's more than me. And so when I pray, Our Father, it keeps me mindful. I pray in the presence of so many others. And it also keeps me thinking beyond myself and my needs, because if it's Our Father, then this is a global prayer. This is a bigger deal. You notice in the Lord's Prayer, there is no me, my, or I. It's corporate. It's big. It's about the whole community of faith that Jesus gives us this model to say, as you come to prayer, remember, it's not just you. It's a larger family of faith. But then there's also that sense that I am a part of a family. The Our is possessive. I'm a part of something big. And I'm a part of God's family. Have you ever thought about that? You're not just a person, an individual. You're a son or a daughter of God. Paul writes about it. He uses the terms of adoption. In Romans 8, he says, you have received a spirit of adoption. And when we cry, Abba, it's an Aramaic word for father, it is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Jesus, our brother. God, our father. Isn't that a beautiful image? And I suspect, because I know this is a part of me, that there was a time when the idea of prayer and God was hard to get there because God seemed so distant, far off, a concept merely. But Jesus personalizes it. He says, no, pray this way, Our Father. It's a relationship, child and parent, and certainly over the last 19 years of parenting, that reality of what it is to be parent and child has helped me understand this so much more. What it is to have a child who wants to speak to you and share their life with you, and what it is when they don't. And so we start with Our Father. It's a way of this tenderness, drawing close, Jesus saying, look, get these images out of your head that God is like Zeus, or one of these other false gods out there who's up there with a lightning bolt ready whenever you make a mistake. No, this is the God who is like the Father waiting for you to draw near. It's something much more intimate and tender. And so we begin imagining in all of our prayers, who are we praying to? What is our image of this God that we pray to? A.W. Tozer, he once said, you know, what comes into our minds when we think about God, it's really the most important thing about us, because look, the picture we have of God, the image, the character, nature of God that shapes our relationships, the way we relate to one another, to the world, to our resources, everything we do, if it's a punitive God of justice, and it's a different image than the God of family, the Father of intimacy and trust. That's different. And I think that's why Jesus chose those words, Our Father. That we would feel this connection, to be drawn in, to share our life with God. James Mulholland's another pastor, he wrote this, and I think it's so helpful. He said, look, praying like Jesus reminds us to whom we are speaking. God is not hostile, and prayer is not persuading an indifferent Lord, or manipulating an obstinate master, or lobbying a reluctant ruler, pleading with a stingy boss. Prayer is climbing into the lap of a parent who knows what we need before we ask. That's the image of Our Father. Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't that just make prayer such an invitation? Come before me, share with me what's going on in life. And I know over the years growing up with my kids, there's all those wonderful moments I can think back of, those times when they just showed up and wanted to share what they've been doing. Dad, I was just outside and I found these rocks and they're amazing. Look, see what these shapes, and you know, average rocks, big deal. But it's about the connection and the relationship, sharing. Or, Daddy, look, I drew this. Isn't this wonderful? Absolutely. Picasso-like. Beautiful. Right? Parent and child relationship. Now, I need to say a word here briefly. I know Jesus used our Father, and we have the Father image. But if statistics hold true for us in modern America, there are plenty of us in this room right now who may not have had the best example of Father in our life. There are many. You may have experienced some sort of abuse by your father. And so the word Father, as a way of interacting with God, might actually be complete opposite of what Jesus was trying to convey. And if that's you, then I want to invite you the freedom to use a different term. I don't think it was about the gender of God so much as it was about the relationship with God. And so for you, if Father is a block and a barrier, then let it go. Use Mother. Use a term that works, that invites you every time you come to prayer as a way of saying, oh, I want to share life, Lord. I want to be with you. Let me share what's going on these days. Don't let it get in the way. Again, some people ask, well, wait a minute, is the Lord's Prayer, did Jesus give it to us and say, that's the prayer? Like we should just always say that prayer and nothing else? Or is it more like a template kind of thing? And I want to clear this up right now. The answer is yes. Okay? Yes. We are to pray that prayer, and it is a template for prayer. It's really both. We can pray the prayer when it's the only thing we can think of. We can't pray anything else. We've been given a prayer, so we pray it. But it's also a template for us to understand how to pray best. So we begin with our Father, with coming into the presence of our parent of faith and saying, oh, I'm so glad I get to be with you. I was this week was thinking about my oldest daughter who's in college, freshman, and you have to know, you know, her personality is one that she's a quiet type. She doesn't share a lot of information without some sort of prodding, right? Anybody have kids like that? you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. And I get it. I don't resent it or anything. It's like, this is who she is. This is her personality. But now that she's off to college, it just feels the distance so much more. Like, oh, I wish we could hear from her. What's going on? How's she doing? I'd love to know more. And I imagine that's sort of how God feels when we get off in our life and we don't really think much about sort of connecting with the Father again. It struck me so much this week, I just wanted to hear her voice. Been weeks since we talked. I said, all right, text. We'll start there, right? That's how you do it. So a little text. Hey, can we talk today? When's a good time? All right, between this time, great. I'll call you at such time, great. So we did. Got to talk. She got to share what's going on in life and things she's doing in school and how that's going. And, you know, none of it was earth-shattering. None of it was information that if I didn't have it, I'd somehow be lesser. But what was the best was just I got to have this interaction with my child. The connection, parent to child. And it was good. And I can only imagine that's how God feels whenever we sort of bow and say, our Father. It's just yearning for us to come in prayer. Yearning for us to connect and to say, this is what's going on in life, Jesus. Lord, this is what's up for me. Funny thing about that conversation, unbeknownst to me, my wife had also been feeling the same sort of yearning lately. And so earlier the same day, she'd had some text conversations and they'd had a call and talked to each other. I'm sure she felt ganged up on by the end of the day. Like, gosh, why are mom and dad both trying to call me today? It was about parents connecting to their child. Friends, the Lord's Prayer begins our Father. Because there is a heavenly parent type who wants to connect. So whatever our prayers are about, we begin there, knowing God is like that parent, just waiting to delight in whatever we want to share, whenever we do. We don't have to come sheepishly. We just invited to share, to open our lives to God. Gracious God, as we look to this week ahead, I would pray indeed that we would feel more drawn to you. And indeed, throughout this week, Holy Father, we would find ourselves more inclined to pray, to relate, to connect to you, O Lord, because we know that is your deepest desire, that we would be one with you. So help us to do that, O God, by your Spirit's power. Encourage us in that this week, we ask. In Jesus' name.